This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, of course, South Australia at the moment in the midst of a COVID-19 outbreak, doing our best to avoid a second wave like we did see in Victoria. I'm joined this morning by Minister for Health and Wellbeing, Stephen Wade. How are you this morning, Minister?
Good morning, Jordan. Well, thanks.
So what's the situation like so far in South Australia?
On the latest update, there are 21 cases linked to the cluster. There are another 14 cases that are suspected cases. Some of them have returned a negative result, but for various reasons, SA Health remains suspicious. For example, they could be children, and often one can't get the best possible sample that one would like with a young child. So we're working very hard to try and identify the cases. So far, all of these cases are linked to the cluster, so it's not a case of in the Victorian situation where the Victorian government was talking about mystery cases. These are being linked. Particularly, they're linked to a family and close contacts of that family. Some of the close contacts are workmates.
And of course, the testing situation in South Australia over the last couple of days has been a bit hectic. Someone I know, for example, was in line for 9.5 hours to get tested yesterday. Are we a bit understaffed when it comes to our testing regime?
Well, I think what we've seen is an unprecedented and very welcome increase in testing presentations over the last 3 days. The last 2 days, particularly Monday and Tuesday of this week. We expect there'll be strong demand again today. What we've done is ramped up the hours of clinics. We've established a new one at Parafield Airport on Monday. It's not surprising that with such a surge in demand, that did put pressure on our clinics, and we apologise for delays and thank people for their patience. We would urge them to be patient. If they've got symptoms, we're very keen for them to get tested, because as we better understand this outbreak, there may well be cases of transmission that we haven't identified yet. So it's really important that not only our contract tracers do the job of tracing sites and alerting the public to possible contacts, but also that people get tested, so that even if we're not aware of possible sites, that we can identify infections. So some of the sites, for example, are the Aquadome in Elizabeth. There's a pizza bar at Woodville. These are all listed on the SA Health website, and we'd urge people to have a look at that list, just in case there's a location they've been at which is of concern to SA Health. Often it's a matter of whether you've been there on particular days and particular times. So we'd certainly appreciate people taking the time just to check that list.
Of course, there has been restrictions put in place in South Australia for 2 weeks. Are we, just to have a look at the situation as it is now, are we expecting that restriction period to be extended further?
It's far too early. Early for that, Jordan. Let's remember that we only became alerted to the first case on Sunday morning. To now Wednesday morning, so we had that particularly large group identified in days one and two. We had less since then, but we are continuing to test, continuing to trace. I think it'd be fair to say we don't have a clear picture of the extent of the outbreak at this stage. I choose to be encouraged by the fact that the number of links that are being made, that we can follow change of transmission. That's really important. But the next few days will be very important for us to get a better idea on whether we've got our arms around this cluster.
And outside of, I guess, government regulations in response to the COVID-19 virus, on a personal level, should people be working from home if possible, wearing a mask?
Yes, and we're doing in this outbreak what we've done right through the pandemic. We've given people advice and asked them to use their common sense and wisdom. We've also put in place some directions. So, for example, we're continuing to ask people to get tested if they feel unwell. We're asking them to work at home if possible. We're encouraging vulnerable people to stay at home. They might be people with chronic conditions or elderly people. we're asking people to avoid having visitors at home, avoiding unnecessary travel, and also for the first time wear a mask where it's not possible to physically distance, for example, on public transport. We've been mandating masks for some groups, so for example, aged care workers working in close proximity to residents, we've been requiring them to wear a mask, and that is subject to a direction now. But more broadly, we're saying to people, if you can't maintain physical distancing, which is best practice from a public health point of view, then at least take the opportunity to wear a mask.
And I guess the obvious answer to this question is probably, you know, very apparent, but should people be stockpiling their toilet paper?
Not at all. There is no link between the symptoms of COVID-19 and diarrhea. There's no need to be stockpiling. And I think, if you like, the experiences of Australia during the pandemic up to this point proves that we don't need to stockpile. You know, we've had a major second wave in Victoria, and I'm not aware of any supply chain issues through that time. The states and territories and the federal government have worked together very strongly to maintain the supply network. So, for example, we've had special arrangements in for truck drivers right through this to make sure that we can continue to get the supplies that people need to go about their daily lives. In fact, stockpiling is just a distraction from what our focus should be, and that is dealing with this virus on a health basis.
And the first time around, when we were handling the virus back in April, the state government did put the recommendation out to not travel to the regions, for, you know, just stay in Adelaide. If you are thinking about travelling, don't. Is that something which is on the books as well for this time around, seeing as there hasn't been an infection in the regions yet?
At this stage, our advice is for all South Australians, whether they're regional coming to Adelaide or Adelaide going to the regions, is to avoid unnecessary travel. So if you've got, if you've already made plans to spend time in the regions, we're not asking you to cancel those arrangements. But if you haven't made arrangements, whether you're metro or country, we're suggesting that now might be a time to pause. We, as you indicated earlier in the interview, we're hoping to get a better idea in the next week or two. Hopefully that means that we can overcome this outbreak and people be able to continue with their Christmas New Year plans. But that's why it's really important to for us all to work together. The government has taken a very strong view, backed by the public health team, that we want to act early and act hard so that we close this cluster down quickly. We believe that that's what was demonstrated in New Zealand. We believe that it was demonstrated by our response to Theberton. We've very quickly quarantined hundreds of people after the Theberton cluster was identified. In response to this cluster, because of the larger family and the larger numbers of contacts, we've actually got 4,000 people in isolation to try and close down this cluster. We appreciate that is a significant inconvenience to thousands of South Australians. We thank them for their patience, but we believe that by acting early and acting hard, we've got the best chance to close down the cluster quickly.
Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jordan.
That was Minister for Health and Wellbeing, Stephen Wade, on your Classic It's Breakfast.